Proclamation number 7414 of 23rd of September, 1959. Devotion of the Child to the Father. If you adhere to me like children, no harm can ever come to you, for my fatherly love watches over those who want to be my children. I only require your trusting remembrance, a devotion which only a child can muster who loves its father and also knows itself to be loved by him. This child no longer knows any distance from me. It comes very close to me with its love. It firmly nestles against me and is therefore also safely sheltered in my arms. It feels this security and now knows neither fear nor worry, for it knows that I take care of the child, that it can hand itself over to me in complete trust, that I satisfy all its needs and protect it against all attacks which the enemy repeatedly undertakes against my own. But he cannot reach them if they take refuge in me in thorough adversity. And if a person can muster this trust in me, then he can truly travel his earthly path easily and safely. He will not have too many worries. He will always know me by his side and also always turn his thoughts towards me, which is always the best protection against enemy attacks, for the will which applies to me gives me the right to protect him from the enemy. But this requires a childlike trust, a devotion like that of a child which knows no inhibitions and is devoted to me with all its soul. And again I can only say that a person full of love will always accomplish this devotion to me, for love urges him towards me, towards my heart, and love tears down all barriers which are still erected between the human being and me, for where love exists I myself come to meet the human being and draw him towards me in return for love. Because love urges love, become like the children. The saying was not given to people in vain, for a right child relationship always testifies to love, and I am accessible to a person's love at all times. A person's love will always have power over me, i.e., a loving child compels me to reciprocate its love. And reciprocated love is equal to the fulfillment of every wish and request. This is why a person who is filled with love will never make a wrong request, for his prayer is already fulfilled before he has voiced it, because I can never deny myself love and give myself away in excess. And therefore an intercession made with love is also extraordinarily effective. Where love intercedes for a fellow human being, there will truly be fulfillment. For right love also guarantees right prayer. Right love knows what it can ask for and will therefore never make a wrong request. Love drives the child to the Father, and the child is accepted full of love. For I only desire my children's love, which makes me myself happy and also allows me to give unlimited gifts, which is a blessing for my children. And the right union with me can only be found in this devoted love, where the child pushes towards the Father of its own free will and the Father draws it to his heart in order to make it eternally blissful. Amen.